Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Hey, Dennis. I got something in the mail about a working capital loan for small business.
Okay, sure. I can look that up for you. Do you happen to have the 16-digit reservation code on there, by any chance?
Yeah, 2212-4201-0001-2518.
2518. All righty. And that's for AR Group?
That's right, yeah.
For Gil Peterson.
Gil's no longer the owner. I am.
Okay, I'll update that information for you. And what was your name, sir?
Daniel Fulgham, F-U-L-G-H-A-M.
F-U-L-G-A-N, you said?
G-H-A-M.
G-H-A-N, okay. All right, Daniel, and is the number you called in from, is that the best number you reach at? Is that like a mobile number, by any chance?
My best number is 214-418-3636.
I'm going to have to get that from again in just one sec. I apologize. Let's see here.
No problem.
And that must be the office number I take it that you called in from, the 469?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just have to go through these steps here real quick so I can get into the main screen. Apologize.
No problem.
All right, sure. You said the cell phone number was 214?
Yeah, 214-418-3636.
Excellent. If you'd like, I can give you my direct number in case we get disconnected. You can just call me right back directly here.
Yeah, hold on. It's Dennis, right?
Right, Dennis. Two N's.
Yeah, what is it?
It's area code 858-519-5315.
5315?
Yep, 5315. You got it.
Okay. Cool.
And yeah, it looks like we sent out an offer for financing. Just to give you a little background about us, we are a commercial bank that offers loans for equipment financing, and also we have working capital programs as well that are either secured or unsecured. Secured with collateral if you go that route. Otherwise, the unsecured is really just based off the company's cash flow and revenue.
Right.
And they lend a percentage of the annual sales, you know, per business, depending on the industry type and whatnot. Usually it's around anywhere from 6% to around 15% of the business's annual sales. Was there a specific program you had in mind, or were you guys looking to hire some personnel or do some marketing or needed inventory or something like that?
Yeah. We're hiring some more people. We're bringing on some new clients, and so we just need a little bit more working capital to do that.
Okay. Excellent. Well, the unsecured route sounds like that's a fairly quick turnaround on seeing an investment in your product. With that being said, was there a specific amount you guys had in mind, or is it still kind of the newer stages of that?
Yeah, like 100 to 150, something like that. Is that too small for you guys, or?
No, not at all. I mean, we've done loans over a million before. But usually what we'll do is we'll lend right around, I mean, I said the opposite of what I should have said. So usually we'll lend right around 10% of your annual sales in that median range there. Do you know what the annual sales were for the business last year?
So we have two companies, but just for AR Group, it was probably, $1.3 million.
Okay. So yeah, you'd probably be looking at a maximum amount of around 125 to 150 as the actual approval amount. You, of course, don't have to take that amount, but I think if you're looking for 100, it shouldn't be a problem at all.
Now, here's one issue that we've run into is our business is like, we're not debt collectors at all, but we're in the skip tracing business. And I know we've talked to some other groups and they've had problems with that, so I just wanted to get that out there first.
Gotcha. I'm not familiar with skip tracing. Honestly, I've never even heard of it. But so they're saying that it's more of a restricted type industry then?
Yeah, restricted industry is what they get back a lot.
Interesting. Okay. Well,
those kind of problems?
Not really. Sometimes they're, I mean, it's probably only restricted because it's not very common. You know, and it's not a construction company or something that they've done a lot of financing on, which unfortunately for you, it's puts you in a weird situation. But you know, we can do nonprofits. We can do all sorts of different financing here. So if it can be done, we should be able to do it. I'll put it to you that way.
Okay.
Do you have any loans out now on the business?
We have one with Cabbage.
Yeah. Okay. And that's, Kim, I've heard of Cabbage. I'm not too familiar with them, but I believe that that one doesn't really play an effect on our approval. That's more of a factoring type company, I believe, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think that sounds about right. I think I've definitely heard of them before. But no, I think we can definitely do something for you. Even if we're not able to get you the full 100, what we could do is give you an option to renew your terms once you're halfway paid in. So if you're on a 12-month term, once you're 6 months paid in, you'll be eligible for more funds. What they'll typically do is give you more funds at a lower cost in the longer term. So we'll try to work with you on it. But I don't see why we wouldn't, to be honest. We did do some research on your business. We marketed to you, and obviously we've got a program for you. Otherwise, no, we shouldn't have done that. But I think that you're going to be fine, to be honest with you. What we really look into on that aspect is we would just look into 6 months of business bank statements to capture the current cash flow of the business, your most recent business tax return, and just your application. And I can email this all out to you if you'd like.
Yeah, that's fine. Do you do a hard pull on this?
We pull through Experian. It's we don't pull through Equifax or TransUnion, just Experian. But it would be an inquiry on at least the Experian credit report, correct?
Okay. And would it be on my personal one or the business tax ID?
It'd be on personal, actually. We do check business credit, but I don't believe it's an actual pull. I don't have access to that. That's what underwriting does. But usually that's more for equipment purchases, from my experience. If you're purchasing a piece of equipment, they might want to just see what type of financing you've done in the past for equipment. But as far as working capital goes, I don't know that that really plays a huge factor.
But there will be an inquiry on my personal one?
Yes, there would. Yes.
There would. Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't do a soft pull.
That's fine. Just send me what you need, and then I'll work on getting it to you.
Okay. Sounds good, Daniel. What's a good email address for you, or I can fax it to you, whatever is more convenient for you guys there?
What's that?
What would you like for me to email it to you?
Yeah, email's perfect.
Okay, and which email would you like for that to go to?
It's Daniel@Fairfax, FairfaxMGMP.com.
So I have Daniel@FairfaxMGMP.com.
T, like management.
Okay. That makes more sense. Alrighty. All right, Daniel, I'll give you my direct number. I'll get this over to you.
So what do the loans look like? I mean, a working capital loan.
So they're either going to come back with one of three approvals, or maybe all of them. But it's either going to be a monthly payment, a weekly payment, or a daily payment. Terms typically range anywhere from as short as 6 months to as long as 2 years. Usually for the first approval for my clients, it's usually around a 12 to 14, maybe 18-month time frame on the actual term. With an option, like on all the programs, we do give our clients an option to renew their terms once they're around 50% paid in. So being that they're unsecured, they'll look at your previous payment history. If they go on a daily payment or weekly payment, for example, the whole goal of that is to see a lot of payments in a short amount of time to help establish business credit basically in a micro status, so that when we go to renew the terms, we can look into options as far as maybe a monthly payment, or if it ends up being a daily payment, a weekly payment at that point, and give our clients a better option. Obviously, either way, it's going to be more funds at a lower cost, longer term, but that's the reason they do it on that route. We do have secured financing. Most of my approvals I've seen on those have been for companies that own equipment, such as dump trucks or
we don't have any
large forklifts or something like that. So it's a little bit of a different animal. They're just using collateral that usually those larger pieces of equipment hold their value for quite a while, so it's something they'll consider. But in the end, a lot of clients end up going this route anyway, just because it stays off your personal credit. It's not going to affect your debt-to-income ratio. If you look to purchase real estate or vehicle or something like that, it's not going to throw your personal credit out of whack in that aspect. And
right.
You're able to write off any expenses on your business tax return as well. And you get in front of the door with a good bank, and once you get established with us, the loan process itself is pretty quick. I can usually have an approval within about 24 to 48 hours. And we'll have options for you in the future if you're looking to do any more alternative financing as far as Well, I'll put it to you this way. We don't really monitor the use of the funds. So if you need to use the funds to open up another business or the exact purpose you had or, you know, any other reason, taxes, payroll, we'll get the funds to you fairly quickly. All we need to do at that point is just look at 3 months of business bank statements and go from there and give you the funds usually within about 24 hours at that point once you're established. So it's a quick turnaround for you, too.
Gotcha.
All right. So you guys are actually from Addison, Texas? I was born in Stephenville, Texas, but I know Addison. I just can't remember where it's at. Pretty sure you guys may have played you guys in football or something. I know the name, though.
Right. All right, well, cool. Well, yeah, just email me, and I'll start working on this over the next couple of days.
All right, sounds good. I'll be there shortly for you.
All right, thank you.
You too. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.